我们请看四世纪的十七章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 17.
啊，从十七章开始到最后啊，这是四世纪四世时代的啊，可以说是他们生活的一个描述。
Chapter 17 to the end of the book of Judges can be a representation of the life of the Israelites.
告诉我们四世时代啊，在宗教上，在道德上的乱象。
It neatly summarizes how they failed in their religious life and in their daily life.
十七章啊，记载在以法莲山地啊，有一个叫米迦的人。
Chapter 17 records about a man named Micah from the mountains of Ephraim.
他偷了他母亲的钱。
And he stole his mother's money.
后来啊，他因为母亲的咒诅啊，他把钱还给他的母亲了。
But later, because he was rebuked by his mother, then he decided to return the money to her.
那溺爱啊，这个坏儿子的母亲啊，不但没有责备啊，反而啊，从这一笔钱当中拿出一部分啊，来制作的这个偶像。
However, this mother was very loving, and after he returned the money to her, she took some of this money and made some idols.
于是米迦就为自己立了偶像，又有了神坛，造了以弗德啊，甚至分派他其中的一个儿子做祭司。
And then, so using this money, Micah was able to have his own shrine, an ephod, and household idols in his own house.
第六节那里说，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
And again, verse 6 mentions that in those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
仿佛啊，是替那个时代的乱象做一个借口跟注解。
So this verse gives us a reason why things were so corrupt in those times.
借口是因为我们没有王，所以我们才会这么乱。
They would say that the reason why we're so corrupt is because we don't have a king.
那也是那个时代的一个这个一个注解因为他们不要神当他们的王。
And at the same time, it is because they did not want God to be their king.
他们不知道神就是他们的王。
They didn't realize that God was their king.
所以这也是后来在撒母耳记记上那边以色列求王的一个导因。
And this is one of the reasons why we see later on in the book of Samuel that they asked for a king.
今天我们之所以会这么的乱这么的堕落败坏，就是因为我们没有一个领导者。
They say today our failure and corruption is because we don't have a true leader.
当然这当中可以谈的很多。
And of course you can talk a lot about this situation.
除了说他们不知道，百姓不知道神就是他们的王。
Because the Israelites didn't know that God was their king.
不愿意让神来领导他们。
And they weren't willing to let God lead them.
也可以谈到神设立的这些领袖以及祭司利未人他们的失职。
And then you can also talk about what God did establish judges and Levites and priests for them.
这个我们留到等一下再来谈。
But we'll talk about this situation later.
那七节到十三节记载他私自聘任祭司。
Now verse 7 to verse 13 talks about the Levite coming to Micah's house.
这里记载在犹大的伯利恒有一个少年人是犹大族的利未人。
Here it mentions that from Judah and Bethlehem there was a young Levite.
他离开犹大的伯利恒，要去找一个可住的地方。
And he was leaving Bethlehem to find a place to stay.
所以他就来到了米迦这里。
And eventually he came to Micah's house.
米迦问他从哪里来，他照实回答。
And then Micah asked him, "Where are you from?" And he replied and told him.
他要找一个地方住。
And he said, "I'm looking for a place to stay."
米迦说：“你可以住在我这里我要以你为父为祭司，我每年给你十舍客的银子、一套衣服和度日的食物。”
And Micah said, "Well, stay with me and be a father and priest to me, and I will give you 10 shekels of silver per year, a suit of clothes, and your sustenance."
利未人就进了他家，成了他家庭祭司。
And so from that point on, the Levite entered his house and became his priest.
十一节记载说，利未人情愿与那人同住。
Verse 11 specifically mentions that the Levite was content.
利未人是神设立服侍神的人。
A Levite is a person set by God to worship and serve God.
竟然今天是在侍奉偶像。
But now we see that the Levite is serving an idol.
利未人是神要他们负起教导以色列人神律法责任的人。
The Levite is a person who's supposed to teach the law and responsibilities to the people.
今天呢，却成了偶像的祭司。
Yet now he's become a Levite of an idol.
但值得我们注意的，就是我们之前谈过，他不认为他是在服侍偶像。
But as I mentioned before, this Levite, he did not feel like he was serving an idol.
而是把米迦所立的偶像当作这个他们的神，当作独一神来敬拜。
But instead, he used these idols to represent the one true God that they believed in.
米迦也是这么认为。
And Micah thought the same way.
在这个十三节，就是这一章的最后，我们可以看出米迦也是代表当时那个世代的人他们的神观。
And verse 13 neatly summarizes the concept of God in that time.
现在我知道神必赐福给我，因为我有一个利未人做祭司。
He says, "Now I know that the Lord will be good to me, since I have a Levite as my priest."
我们从这一章里头，我们提出几点来思考。
So from this chapter, we'll bring about a few points to talk about.
首先呢，我们谈到这个司利祭司这件事情。
First, we'll talk about the establishment of the priest.
在这个王国时期，耶罗波安这个分裂之后，耶罗波安他为了政治上的考量，他也造了牛犊，也施立了祭司。
We know that during the reign of the kingdoms after they had been split in two to Israel and Judah, that King Jeroboam established two golden calves.
为什么他要施立祭司？
But why did he establish a priest for it?
我们从后来这些祭司们，这些利未人投奔到犹大国这个罗波安王可以知道。
And then we see later on that these priests later on went to the northern kingdom and told Rehoboam.
我们看历代志下的十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 11.
历代志下十一章。
2 Chronicles chapter 11.
我们请看十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，以色列全地的祭司和利未人都从四方来归罗波安。14节。
14.
利未人撇下他们的郊野和产业，来到犹大与耶路撒冷，是因为耶罗波安和他的儿子拒绝他们，不许他们供祭司职分，侍奉神。15节。
15.
耶罗波安为丘坛、为鬼魔、为自己所住的牛犊设立祭司。16节。
16.
以色列中各支派各支派中凡立志心意立定心意寻求主以色列神的，都随从利未人来到耶路撒冷祭祀主他们列祖的神。17节。
17.
这样就坚固犹大国，使所罗门的儿子罗波安强盛三年，因为他们三年遵行大卫和所罗门的道。这里提到当耶罗波安为牛犊自己施立祭司，施定节期。
Here talks about that once Jeroboam had established the golden calves.
这些侍奉神的利未人他们宁可抛弃他们的产业，通通归顺到通通来到犹大国。
That all the Levites left their possessions because they worshiped God and feared God, and they went to the kingdom of Judah.
因着他们的带头的作用让凡是立定心力要寻求神的，都跟着他们来了。
And so because they took this initiative, everyone else who feared God followed them.
所以犹大国罗伯安的这个王国就因此而坚这个强盛。
And as a result, because they went to Judah, the entire kingdom of Judah was strengthened for 3 years.
利未人带来神的话语。
Because the Levites brought the word of God.
带来了神的教导。
And they brought the teachings of God.
他们三年就遵行大卫和所罗门的道。
And for 3 years, they walked in the ways of David and Solomon.
这就是利未人他的职责。
And this is the role of a Levite.
他今天反看这一位投奔米迦的利未人。
But now if we look at this Levite in the house of Micah,
却不是像那个罗伯安那个时代那些立位人。
We see that this Levite is different than the Levite during the time of Rehoboam.
立位人的产业是神本身。
Because the inheritance of a Levite is God himself.
但是神也为他们准备了养生的需要。
But at the same time, God will provide their daily necessities.
在各支派当中也选出了一些城邑跟郊野成为立位人的居所跟的放牧牛羊的地方。
And amongst the 12 tribes of Israel, God did allocate certain lands and possessions for them.
为什么神要这么做？
And why did God do so?
为什么神不给立位人产业？
Why didn't God give them a true physical inheritance?
为什么神要立位人分散在各支派里头？
Why did God want the Levites to be scattered throughout all the 12 tribes?
无非就是要立位人能够负起教导这些以色列百姓敬拜神的事情还有有关神的律法。
It's because God wanted the Levites to teach all the people the laws of God.
那今天这个立位人他离开他应有的岗位。
But here, this Levite, we see that he has left his station.
那我们想起犹大书第六节那边说的。
And this causes us to think about what is said in Judges chapter 6.
那个不守本位的天使还要永远就离开本位永远要居留在黑暗当中。
Oh, sorry, the book of Jude where it mentions that if an angel leaves his area, then he shall fall into darkness forever.
天使是侍奉神的。
Because an angel is supposed to serve God.
离开本位的天使，离开侍奉岗位的天使。
And so if an angel leaves his position and leaves his service,
就成为鬼魔了。
Then he falls into darkness.
今天呢，照彼得前书那边说，我们都有君尊祭司的身份。
Now, according to the First Peter, says we're all royal priesthood in a holy nation.
那如果我们像这个立位人一样离开我们的岗位
，But if we like this Levite leave our domain,
不聚会
，and we don't go to service,
不侍奉神
，we don't serve God,
我们像个立位人吗
？Then will we be like a Levite?
一个离开立位人岗位的这个立位人就会像。离开岗位的天使一样。
Because if a Levite leaves his area, then he shall be just like an angel who leaves his domain.
成为侍奉鬼魔的这个立位人呐。
And then to become a Levite who serves darkness.
所以我们从这一章看到这个离开岗位的立位人哦。
And so here we learn from this Levite who left his position.
值得我们去思考我们的今天扮演的角色。
And this is worth our reflection on whether we are doing the same.
再来谈谈米迦他的神观他认为有的立位人他就能够蒙神赐福哦。
Now let's talk about the concept of God that Micah had.
这个。在这几天，我们也学习到这个耶利米书啊。
These past few days, we've been studying the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书当中对当日的这些假先知这些祭司有很大的责备。
And we know that Jeremiah had much rebuke for these false prophets.
轻轻忽忽医治百姓。
Who completely led the Israelites into the wrong direction.
告诉百姓说安呐平安呐平安。
These false prophets who would deceive the people and say there's peace.
这里有圣殿，这里有约柜。
We have peace because we have the temple and the ark with us.
我们怕什么
？What is there to fear？
这个就跟这个立位这个米迦的心态是一样的。
And this attitude is the same type of attitude that Micah had.
今天在我们教会里头多多少少也会有这样的看这个想法在。
And in our church today, there is, to some degree, this same kind of concept.
在教会，在这个国家的安定上来说了。
For example, in terms of national peace.
也有人说不用怕，因为有真耶稣教会在。
They will say you don't have to be fearful because there's true Jesus Church in this country.
在几年前台湾在这个国家的局势上比较紧张的时候。曾经也有人提出这样的论调。
And a few years back, when Taiwan was in a more critical situation in terms of security, some people said similarly.
不用怕，因为台湾有真耶稣教会的总会在那边。
They said, "Don't fear, because in Taiwan we have the General Assembly of the True Jesus Church."
这就类似这样子的论调。
And it's this same kind of concept.
其实有的这个耶利米书那边耶利米先知的。信息当依靠的是什么
But if you look in the book of Jeremiah, what was the message that he was preaching?
当倚靠了是神的能力啊，要悔改。
He said you need to repent and rely on the power of God.
啊，如同哦被毁灭的索多玛跟俄摩拉这两座罪恶之城啊。
Just like the two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, which were destroyed because of their sins.
他们所要倚靠的是什么？
What is it that they needed to rely on?
就是城里头那所短缺的五个义人。
They could only rely on five righteous people in the city.
哦，所以今天我们要倚靠的是什么？
And so today, what should we be relying on?
有没有义人啊，在我们这个家庭，在我们这个国度，在我们这个教会？
Are there any righteous people in our house? Are there any righteous people in our country?
哦，对我们个人的信仰来说啊。
And to our own faith.
哎，我们经常也会有一些倚靠哦。
We may rely on certain things.
啊，我知道啊，这个神哦要赐福给我了。
They say, I know God will give me certain things.
因为我已经 NYTS 毕业了。
Because I've already graduated from NYTS.
哎，我啊，金弓强强棍哦，我现在很强壮了哦。
Now I'm very strong and able to do things.
哎，依靠的不是这个哈，而是你所学习的道理呀，以及你把它活出来哈。
But you shouldn't be relying on the fact that you graduated, but instead that you have learned these words and you live it in your life.
哦。同样的在读经在祷告的生活也是一样。
Likewise, in your life of Bible reading and daily prayers.
不是那个形式而是那个实在。
It's not the physical action of doing it, but the truth and reality of your doing it.
不然我们就会落入这个米迦的盲点里头。
And if we don't maintain this concept, then we will fall into the concept that Micah has.
对神对自己都有所错看。
They will have the wrong impression of themselves and of God.
再来我们来看十八章。
Now let's continue to Judges chapter 18.
哦，这里记载着啊，但族人呐、啊，他们寻觅他们的居所。
Here we see that the tribe of Dan was seeking a dwelling place.
哦，照着啊，约书亚记那里的记载。
According to the recording in the book of Joshua.
啊，他们有分配到土地啊。
The tribe of Dan was allocated a land.
哦，那我们在查考四世纪的一开始，也可以看到他们并没有。把他们所承接的土地啊，上面的外族人赶走，反而啊被迫离开。
However, when we first began studying the book of Judges, we found that the Israelites did not completely cast out all the people who inhabited the land. Therefore, they did not completely receive their inheritance.
所以他们派了五个勇士啊，到处要找这个可安居的地。
And so now because the tribe of Dan does not have their own land, they send out five brave people to find one for them.
他们来到了米迦的家里。
And eventually they came to the house of Micah.
哦，看到了这个利未人。
And they saw this Levite.
哦，然后就问他说，谁领你到这里来？你在这里做什么？你在这里得什么？
And they asked the Levite, who brought you here? What are you doing here? What do you have here?
哦，米迦就回答他。
And then so Micah reply to that.
这三句话也真的值得我们去想一想。
And these three questions are actually worth our thinking.
谁领我们到这里来？
Who has brought us here?
我们在这里做什么？
And what are we doing here?
我们在这里有得到什么？
And what have we received here?
谁领我们到这里来？我妈妈叫我来的。
And so when you ask who brought you here, then you say, oh, my mom forced me.
在这里做什么？吃喝打混呢。
Then you say, well, what are you doing here? You go, well, eat, sleep.
你在这里得什么？胖了三公斤。
And they go, what have you received? And you go, I've gained a few pounds.
想想看哦，我们只是得到这些吗？
But if you think about this, is this the only thing you have received?
这两个礼拜来的训练带给我们什么？
What have these 2 weeks brought us?
我们都在做些什么？
What have we been doing here?
那到底是谁要我们来的？
And who is the one who really wanted us to come?
我们心甘情愿来的。
Did we come out of our own free will?
被强迫来的。
Or were we forced?
无论怎么样，在我们信仰生活里头，我们经常会面对，如同这三句话里头的这个醒思。
And regardless of the answers to why we're here, in our life we will always encounter these same three questions.
但族人就托这个利未人向神求问。
And so now we see that the men from the tribe of Dan asked the Levite to inquire of the Lord for them.
所得到的是正面的这个答案，所以他们就离开了。
And they received a positive message, and so they went on a journey.
哦, 他们来到了一座, 啊, 来到这个拉义啊, 看到那边的民啊, 安居无虑。
And eventually they came to the place called Laish, and they saw that the people dwelt there safely.
哦, 而且啊, 啊, 没有人打扰。
Furthermore, no one was disturbing them.
离别人也远。
And they were far away from others.
哦, 而且他们也没有跟别人来往。
And furthermore, they didn't really interact with any other people.
哦, 于是他们啊, 就回去报告, 准备攻打。
So the men from Dan then went back to their people and reported and decided that they were going to attack the city.
后来果然就把这个城的人消灭了, 占据了他们的地。
And eventually they did destroy the city and established that as their own city.
哦, 啊, 这个拉义, 啊, 这边, 啊, 这个居民的, 哦, 他们的, 啊, 所处的环境是很好。
We see that the environment of the city of Laish was very good.
没有人打扰。
No one was bothering them.
但是可惜的是啊, 他们, 啊, 离群独居啊, 而且啊, 啊, 又不跟人来往。
But the problem was that they were very far from everyone else and they did not interact with anybody else either.
当遭到攻击的时候, 求助无门。
And so when the attack came upon them, they had no one to help them.
所以这个也值得我们去思想, 我们的信仰环境。
And so this too is worth our reflection on our own spiritual life.
我们是不是啊, 处于这种像拉义这边的居民一样, 孤单,
Are we like these people of the city of Laish where we are lonely?
没有援助。
We have no one nearby us.
我们看那个, 啊, 那个狮子啊, 老虎啊, 野狼啊, 哦, 啊, 抓, 哦, 这个食物的时候啊, 哦, 他总是把这些羊啊, 哦, 鹿啊, 哦, 把它冲散了。
If you see how the wild animal such as a lion attacks his prey, he will first try to disperse all his prey.
为什么他要把这些, 哦, 猎物给, 哦, 整群给冲散掉?
Why does he want to break up their pack?
哦, 因为他们如果彼此联合起来, 哦, 狮子就没有办法, 哦。
Because in actuality, if the prey were to all stay together, then the lion has no way of attacking them.
所以他们把它冲散了, 啊, 目的就是要追捕那些落单的。
And so the lion will actually rush their pack, so the slower prey will be left behind.
哦, 圣经说啊, 魔鬼像吼叫的狮子, 遍地游行, 要寻找那可吞吃的。
And the Bible says that Satan is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour.
哦, 什么是可吞吃的?
And what does it mean? Whom worthy to be devoured.
我想就是那些软弱落单的,
I believe it is those who are weak and lonely.
我想想彼得为什么三次不认主,
You can think about why did Peter deny Jesus three times?
软弱落单啊,
Because he was weak and lonely.
啊, 如果啊, 门徒通通在一起啊,
If all the disciples were with him,
哎, 人, 或许人家就提醒他,
And then when then somebody else of disciples would remind him,
哦, 你曾经说过啊, 你不会不认主的。
He would say, Peter, you said to Jesus yourself that you would never deny Jesus.
啊, 但是因为他一个人孤单啊, 再加上心中害怕,
but because he was alone and afraid,
就成了魔鬼吞噬的对象。
Then he became the object which Satan could devour.
所以今天我们不要让我们的信仰, 让我们的灵性, 啊, 落入孤单当中。
And so we should not let our own spirituality fall into this situation where we are alone.
没有跟人有所来往。
And we have no interaction with anyone else.
就算来聚会也是匆匆的来，快快的走。
Because you may say, well, I come to service, but a lot of times you come to service quickly and you leave quickly.
聚会的啊, 这个好几年啊, 还不认识啊, 这个注目传道叫什么名字。
You've been coming to church for so long, and yet you don't even know the name of the resident pastor.
还不知道教会啊, 这些长职负责人。
You don't even know who the church council is.
更不要谈说啊, 信徒啊, 根本不认识。
And so you can't even talk about the members because you don't know any of them.
没有人认识你, 你也没有认识任何人。
You don't know any of them and they don't know you.
所以当你遇到困难, 当你遇到, 哦, 这个试探引诱的时候,
And so because of this, when you fall into temptation,
你没有任何人能够提供意见,
then you have no one to help and give you strength.
啊, 没有任何的援助帮忙。
You have no support.
那是什么情况让我们落入这种孤单当中啊?
So then you have to think, what kind of situation makes us be lonely?
在这个先知当中，小弟很喜欢这个以利亚先知。
Of all the prophets, one of my favorite is the prophet Elijah.
以利亚先知自己一个人跟这个巴利甲先知对抗。
Because the prophet Elijah single-handedly took care of all the prophets of Baal.
这个，那后来呀、啊，独自完成了神的啊复兴的大任哈、哦，复兴这个以色列民的信仰。
And then he single-handedly revived the faith of the Israelites.
他最后啊，他也是求死啊，也是他自己一个人哦。
But in the end, when he asked for death, he was again alone.
留下仆人自己跑到旷野里头。
He left his servant and ran to the wilderness.
最后在罗藤树下向神求死。
And then under a tree in Dothan, he pleaded to God for death.
为是什么情况让他啊落单呢、啊、
？And why? What situation made him be isolated?
如同他向神啊控诉那其他的啊其他人一样啊。
It was the same situation when he was talking about other people.
只剩下我一个人。
And he told God, I'm the only one left.
哦，他们还要寻求我的命。
And these people are seeking after my life.
换人做做看吧，我跟你讲过，我不胜过列祖啊。
God, please choose someone else. I told you I can't do this.
但是神告诉他说，我还有另外预备七千人，你没有看到吗？
But then God replied, Well, don't you know I've reserved 7,000 others?
不是七百人，不是七十个人，也不是七个人呢、啊。
It's not 770 or 7.
是什么原因让以利亚都没看到
？What caused Elijah to not be able to see these 7,000?
让他落到认为自己只有一个人了、
啊。To make him think that he was the only person left.
所以这也是我们在服侍神的时候，我们要警醒的。
So this is something we have to be watchful when we serve God.
自己一个人当然不错啊，安居无虑，无人打扰。
Of course, it's great if you can do things all by yourself.
不需要跟人家配合，不需要询问人家的意见。
Where you don't need to work with other people or seek a second opinion.
我想怎么做就能够怎么做。
Whatever I think to do, then I can do it.
在顺境的时候啊，在顺境的时候会让他更骄傲。
And then when things are going smoothly, then he will become even more proud.
你看，没有错吧？我一个人就搞定了。
They'll say, look, it was just as I thought. I did it all by myself.
多些人来只是碍手碍脚而已啊。
If there were more people helping, then there would just be a nuisance.
那在逆境的时候更危险。
And when there's calmness, it's even worse.
你看，没有人来帮我。
Oh, when nothing's happening, then they'll complain. Look, no one's helping me.
就剩下我一个人。
I'm the only person left.
算了，我也不做了。
Forget it. I don't want to do it anymore.
就消失在侍奉的行列里头。
And then they quit in the midst of their service.
所以孤单哈很危险。
So being lonely is very dangerous.
神看亚当一个人独居不好。
That's why when God saw Adam, he thought it was not good.
不是独居不好，是孤单不好啊。
It's not just being one person, but it's being lonely.
所以神造一个配偶帮助他。
That's why God made a companion for him.
所以拉伊这个这些地方的人的见解，值得我们在信仰在侍奉上引以为鉴。
So the situation of the city of Laish is very important and is worth our consideration.
求神帮助我们，让我们每个人哦，在侍奉上都有同工。
And we hope and pray that in our service to God, we will all have someone to work with.
在信仰上都有同伴。
That in our spiritual life we may have companions.
那这个 NYTS 就是一个最好的机会了。
And this NYTS is a perfect opportunity to establish.
找到很多的志同道合的同工同伴。
You can easily find many people whom you may work with.
让我们的信仰，让我们的侍奉不落入孤单当中。
So our spirituality and our service shall not be lonely.
这个是十八章我们提出来的一些分享。
So this is just a sharing from chapter 18.
所以从这个十七章、十八章，我们看到哈，这个士师时代宗教上的一些乱象。
So in chapter 17 and 18, we see the chaos in the spiritual life of the Israelites.
米迦所造的像让但族人呢、这个陷到网罗里头。
And eventually, because of the idols in the house of Micah, the tribe of Dan went to take it.
十八章最后一节说
And the last verse of chapter 18 states,
神的殿在示罗多少日子，但人为自己设立米迦所雕刻的像，也在但多少日子。
And so it says that the people of Dan set up for themselves Micah's carved image, which he made, all at the same time while the house of God was in Shiloh.
为自己私立偶像，私自敬拜。
They set up their own idols to worship.
在我们现今的这个教会里头也要小心这一点。
So in our church today, we have to be careful about this.
有些弟兄姐妹也会有这样的这个错误的观念。
Some brothers and sisters may have this wrong concept.
我们自己聚会就好。
They said, as long as we hold our own services,
不需要到教会去。
We don't need to go to church.
同样拜神嘛。
Because in the end, we're just worshiping God.
我们自己查经就可以。
We can just hold our own Bible study.
不要到教会。
There's no need to go to church.
这个不对哈。
This is wrong.
教会是神永生的家，教会是神的肢体啊。
Because the house is the house of the living God and the body of God.
哦，没有人能够离开肢体的。
No one is able to leave the body.
反而啊，你有这种观念，就像这边但族人一样。
Because if you have this concept, then you will be just like the people of Dan.
不是在侍奉神。
You're not worshiping God.
可能啊，是拜偶像去的。
And you could possibly have gone to worship an idol.
你们族群当中的领袖。
You may be worshiping the person leading your service.
某某弟兄。
A certain brother.
变成不是拜神，而是拜人啊。
And it becomes from a worship of God to a worship of man.
这个是宗教上的乱象。
So this is the chaos in the religious life.
那从十九章提到在道德上的一个这个沦丧的道德堕落的情形。
Chapter 19 records the moral decline of the Israelites.
同样又是利未人呐。
And again, this had to do with the Levites.
利未人娶了一个犹大伯利恒的女子为妾。
And we see that a Levite married for himself a concubine.
那他的妾心灵离开丈夫，所以他去他娘家去找。
But his concubine played the harlot and returned to his father's house, so the Levite went to seek her.
所以我们从四世纪后面的这两个事件，我们看导因都是从利未人来的。
And so in these last two chapters of the book of Judges, we see that the failure is always the result of a Levite.
无论是宗教的乱象
，no matter whether it's a religious failure，
或是后来道德的沦丧引起支派的内战
，or a moral decline or internal conflict，
为什么
？Why does this happen？
利未人
，it's because of the Levite.
利未人失职了。
The Levite did not fulfill his role.
该教导神的律法没有教导。
The law that he needed to teach the people, he didn't teach.
还成为制造事情的惹是生非的焦点。
And in fact, the Levite became the catalyst for all this wrongdoing.
在今天呢，我们这些属灵的利未人。
And so here we're all spiritual Levites.
要引以为鉴戒。
We have to be watchful and maintain our role.
我的家庭，因为我信了耶稣，成为属灵的利未人，有没有更好？
You have to ask yourself.As a spiritual Levite, do I benefit my family?
教会是不是因为这属灵的利未人的侍奉更和谐、更发展
？Does the church, because of my service, is it more prosperous?
社会跟国家是不是因为我们这些属灵的利未人而更平安
？Do we as spiritual Levites bring more peace to society and our country?
还是刚好反过来
？Or is it the opposite?
值得我们去想
We should think about this.
于是这个利未人他就去找他的太太。
So we see that this Levite goes to find his wife.
他的岳父就请他吃饭。
And when he went to the house of his wife, his father-in-law gave him a meal.
留了三天。
And made him stay 3 days.
四天要走了。
And then on the fourth day, the Levite wanted to leave.
还是要他再留一天。
But his father-in-law persuaded him to stay one more day.
或许希望说。这个利未人回去之后，能够对女儿好一点。
Maybe he was thinking that once the Levite goes home, he can treat my daughter a little better.
到了第五天要走他还是又留他。
But on the fifth day, when the Levite wanted to go, once again, the father-in-law urged him to stay.
但是利未人坚持要离开。
But this time, the Levite insisted that he leave.
他在回程当中他们知道不要到外邦人的城市去寄宿。
And so as they journeyed home, the Levite said that he didn't want to dwell in a city of Gentiles.
于是到了基比亚去。
And so they continued to travel until they went to the city of Gibeah.
没想到在基比亚遇到了像俄摩拉、索多玛那样的事情。
But he never realized that once he was at Gibeah, he would encounter a situation that occurred at Sodom and Gomorrah.
如同罗德这个神的使者去警告罗德罗德也接待他在家里。
Just like when the angels visited Lot and Lot received them into his house.
那后来这个全城的匪徒就来要这个主人把这个利未人给叫出来。
And so here we see at Gibeah that at night the people of the city came to his house and wanted the person to deliver the Levite into the courtyard.
要跟这个人行这个逆伦的事情啊。
So that they can perform perverse things with him.
所以我们看那个时代，事实世事时代啊，跟这个索多玛、俄摩拉那个时代是一样的。
So you can compare the society of the judges to the society of when Sodom and Gomorrah existed, and they're the same.
甚至我们这个时代也差不多了。
And you can look at our own generation today, it's probably similar.
我们不要轻易的就相信说人性啊，是会越变越好的。
So let's don't be confused and think that things will improve.
如果没有神的改变。
And that's because if there is no God and there is not the change done by God.
人是永远陷在罪恶逆性当中。
Then man will always be lost and captured in sin.
这个利未人，他把他的妾拉出去，任凭这些匪类蹂躏欺负。
And so instead of himself going out, the Levite threw his wife out to let the people abuse her.
甚至到死。
Until the point where she died.
然后把他的尸身切了12块，来传给各支派。
Then this Levite took the body of his wife and cut it in 12 pieces and sent it throughout all the tribes.
作为对这些
And this was his way of responding to the Gibeons.
我们看看这个利未人哦。
So let's look at this Levite.
去找他的妻子。
He went to go find his wife.
遇到危险的时候把妻子出卖了。
But then once he encountered a dangerous situation, he sold out his wife.
然后把他切成12块。
And then later he cuts her in 12 pieces.
要来作为讨回公道的工具。
As a way, as a tool to get revenge.
我们不知道神的律法在这个利未人的心中有任何的作用。
We don't know if the law of God has any effect in the heart of this Levite.
他要的是什么？
What does this Levite want?
不是要把他的妾要回来吗？
Didn't he want to get his wife back?
何至于到最后不但推自己的这个太太下火坑， 然后又把他给切成12块。
But we see that not only does he throw her out, he cuts her in 12 pieces.
虽然这个方法很残忍，
And so even though this is really cruel,
但是却很有效。
But it's very effective.
20章，
Let's read chapter 20.
各支派他们集合来商讨这件事情。
So after all the body went out to all 12 tribes, all of the tribe people came together.
1到7节记载， 利未人将他被害的经过告诉大家。
Verse 1 through 7 records the Levite telling the people what happened.
8节到11节， 众人决议要讨伐基比亚。
In verse 8 to 11, all the people decide that they will punish the people of Gibeah.
有40万人。
And there's 400,000 people.
但是其中这个便雅悯支派却袒护这些匪谍。
However, the people of Benjamin refused to help.
甚至集合他们的部队要跟联军来对抗。
And in fact, they gathered their own people to fight against these 400,000.
难道他们不晓得这些匪类的恶行吗？
Don't the people of Benjamin know the wickedness that the people of Gibeah had done?
可见平常就很纵容他们。
Perhaps they always, the people of Benjamin were very good to the people of Gibeah.
现在联军要讨伐，觉得面子又挂不住了。
And then so now that the people of Gibeah are going to be punished, the people of Benjamin can't help but help the people of Gibeah.
你们打狗要看看主人吧。
So the people of Benjamin are thinking, well, if you want to attack our dog, then you must face the master.
所以他就点了部队，准备要跟人家对抗。
So the people of Benjamin gathered their own troops.
他们到底靠的是什么？
And so what exactly were they relying on?
仗势的又是什么？
What was their emphasis?
我们来看20章。 20章请看16节。
Let's read verse 16 of chapter 20.
16节在众军之中有挑选的700精兵，都是着手便利的，能用机旋甩石打人毫发不差。这里谈到这个便雅悯人所依靠的。Here
talks about who the people of Benjamin were relying on.
这些精兵，尤其着手便利。 能机旋甩石打人，这个毫发不差。They're
relying on left-handed people who could sling a stone at the and with such precision.
在我们所分享的这些士师里头啊，有一个是便雅悯人，也是着手便利的，是哪一位？
So who was a person that we've talked about earlier in the book of Judges who was also from the tribe of Benjamin and was left-handed?
就是以物啊。
It was Ehu.
他自己一个人，这个借着献礼物的时候，把以基伦王给杀了。
He himself killed King Eglon when he was offering a present to him.
也许啊，他们就出了这么一个事实啊，觉得很了不起啊。
Maybe they thought to themselves, well, there's a judge that came from our tribe before, so they became proud.
我们也谈过便雅悯的意思。
Also, we've mentioned what the meaning of Benjamin means.
这是使用右手的人。
It means those who are left-handed.
出了一个用左手的。
Oh, those who are right-handed, but then they had some people who are left-handed.
原本是一种缺点。
And in principle, this is a bad trait.
跟名不符其实的跟名字不一样。
Because these left-handed people, they're left-handed, but that contradicts the name of Benjamin.
但是借着神的怜悯跟大能，也是成就了神的拯救。
But through the grace of God, God was able to use the left-handed to fulfill His will.
也许啊，打从那一刻开始啊，他们就以这个左手便利为骄傲了。
So maybe it was from that point on that the people of Benjamin thought, well, the left-handed people are special, and they relied on them for fighting.
为夸口了。
And they used that to boast.
那同样，我们也会经常我们经常也会有这样子的倾向。
And sometimes it's true that we'll fall into a similar situation.
我们的恩赐有时候在神看来可能算不得什么嘛，甚至是一个缺失啊。
Perhaps before God we don't have much of a gift, and to many people it doesn't seem like we have one either.
因为不够完全嘛。
Because we're not perfect.
但是神借着我们这个不完全的人的侍奉来成就他的事情。
But then maybe God one time used this imperfect person to fulfill His will.
我们竟然忘记了，还认为自己还蛮不错的左手便利啊。
And then we'll forget that we were imperfect, and then we'll boast about our left-handedness.
起了骄傲的心。
And this results in pride.
仗势的这些忘了神。
And they begin to emphasize on just this physical trait and forget God.
所以便雅悯人他们的心态也值得我们再三的去思想。
And so the attitude of the people of Benjamin is also worth our consideration.
因着便雅悯人他的护短所以就引起以色列人他们内部的这个最大的一场内战。
So because of the tribe of Benjamin's fighting against them, this resulted in a civil war.
联军虽然人多
，And so even though there were more people fighting for the rest of the Israelites,
却失败了两次。
Yet when they fought the people of Benjamin, they lost twice.
他们在神的面前进士祷告。
And so after they lost twice, they came and fasted before God.
哭泣。
And they cried.
神应许他们第三次要得胜。
And then finally God allowed them to fight the third time and promised them the victory.
这场内战在神看来都不对。
Now in the eyes of God, this civil war is just wrong.
虽然便雅悯袒护匪类。
Even though the Benjamites were doing what was wrong too.
但是你其他人，这都是手足啊。
But you guys are all brothers.
你们大兴这个干戈也要准备要杀入啊。
And yet you're willing to go out and kill each other.
就好像一个父母这个父母亲对于打架的这个儿女的看法一样。
And the perspective God had is just like a parent when he sees his children fighting each other.
先打人的不对了，但是打回去的也没有好到哪里。
Even though there's two sons and the first son hits the other brother, then that first son is wrong, but if the other brother fights back, then he's wrong also.
想起第二次的米利巴水事件百姓又在那边争闹没有水喝神要摩西拿着杖去吩咐磐石出水。
Just like the situation of the waters of Meribah, where the Israelites were complaining that they had no water, so God wanted Moses to speak to the rock.
摩西很生气。
But Moses got very upset.
四十年旷野的训练白费了。
His 40 years of training were useless.
四十年前你们在这个抗议没水喝，因为你们幼稚嘛，刚出埃及。
40 years ago, the Israelites complained about water, but that was in their ignorance because they first just left Egypt.
40年后每天吃玛拿，云柱火柱引导，还是这么软弱，还是这么幼稚。
But 40 years later, after you see the pillar of cloud and fire every day and you have manna falling from heaven, you're still this ignorant.
生气呀，就击打磐石，还是出水了。
And so Moses got mad and instead of speaking to the rock, he hit it and water did come out.
神责备摩西
But God rebuked Moses.
你们没有在众百姓面前尊我为圣。
Because Moses did not heed the words of God before the Israelites.
所以你不能够进入迦南地。
Therefore, you shall not enter the land of Canaan.
我们会对替摩西啊抱不平啊。
We feel very terrible for Moses when we read this.
这刚开始这是百姓无理取闹啊。
Because at first it was the Israelites who were acting all incorrectly.
那为什么后来是摩西受处罚？
But why is it that later it was Moses who was punished?
百姓他们还是喝到水啊。
And the Israelites still did get water.
这就是十字架的道理啊。
But this is the teaching of the cross.
这就是要服侍神的道理啊。
This is the teaching of what it means to serve God.
耶稣基督何尝不是这样子？
Jesus is not like this.
我们这些无理取闹的罪人，我们得到救恩，那耶稣钉十字架了。
For us people, sinners, Jesus died for us so that we can receive salvation.
这就是神的爱啊。
This is the love of God.
神也要凡服侍他的人有这样子的爱。
And because God is love, he wants those who serve him to have love as well.
所以我们不能够因为别人的先错，我们也错在一起啊。
And so we can't say because someone else committed wrong first that we can commit wrong in return.
所以这或许是神让联军失败两次的原因。
This is probably why God allowed the greater army to lose twice.
后来他们得胜。
And then the third time they finally were victorious.
但是他们却屠杀便雅悯人。
But they completely annihilated the tribe of Benjamin.
让便雅悯哈，让以色列中啊，几乎啊少了一个支派。
To the point that in the end they were short one tribe.
二十一章哈，最后一章啊，记载哈啊，大家的后悔啊。
Chapter 21, the last chapter records the regret of all the people.
做太过分了，那这下子怎么办？
Because they were overzealous in what they did, now they had to face the consequence.
而且也立誓说不可以把儿女哦把女儿嫁给这个便雅悯人。
And at the same time, when they went to fight, they made a vow saying they would not let their daughters marry the tribe of Benjamin.
神的支派将要少一个。
And so because of this, the tribes of Israel be short one tribe.
所以他们啊就想办法。
And so they thought of their own way.
到啊这个。看看当时这打这场仗有谁没有来。
They decided to see when they went to battle, who didn't go out to battle with them.
就找出基列亚比人没来，所以把基列亚比人杀了，把他们的处女给了这个便雅悯人做妻子。
And they found that the people of Jabesh Gilead did not go out to fight with them, so they killed all the people of Jabesh Gilead and took their women and gave it to the Benjamites.
还是不够。
But that still wasn't enough.
所以就要他们这个便雅悯人在示罗节期的时候用抢的。
So then they decided to tell the Benjamites that during a yearly festival to go and steal women.
然后他们在出面去去劝那些被抢女儿被抢的这个家人。
And then after the people of Benjamin stole the woman, the rest of Israel would comfort the people who lost their wives.
这是让我们得到什么教训？
And so what kind of teaching does this tell us?
人闯了祸之后啊，
After a person commits wrong,
人啊，往往要用人的方法来弥补啊。
Then man will often use their own methods to patch up what they've done.
往往是越补越大洞。
But little do they know, the more they try to make things better, the more they make it worse.
在今天呢，很多弟兄姐妹对于圣经，对于教会的教导，不顺从啊。
And today we see a lot of people who are not submissive to the teachings of the Bible.
神给的律法就只有一条，很简单。
God gave this law, it's that simple.
但是人如果不想遵守，就会衍生出很多的后续状况。
But if a person doesn't want to abide by it, then it'll result in many consequences.
举个例子来讲，婚姻呢
？For example, marriage.
能不能离婚的问题
？The problem of divorce.
那人想离婚，理由就很多了。
So some people will want a divorce, and they'll come up with many reasons.
造成说谁对谁错的问题。
And then they'll start pointing fingers at who's right and who's wrong.
那哪一种情况可以，哪一种情况不可以。
And they'll try to say which situations you can and cannot divorce.
就像这个基比亚事件一样。
This is just like the situation of Gibeah.
如果人不想遵守神的律法。
If a person does not want to abide by the teachings of God, the laws of God.
闯下来的祸啊，要用人的方法来弥补是没有办法的。
Then the resulting consequence, if you try to fix it with man's way, will not work.
还好耶稣亲自来承担我们的软弱。
And so we thank God that he came to bear our weakness.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
在这个士师记学习之后啊，都能够效法这些士师们他们的这个 合神旨意的侍奉。
Then after studying the book of Judges, we may learn from what the Israelites have done and to abide by God's commands.
也汲取他们的教训。
And to continue enforcing these teachings in our life.
同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.